A lot of residents in the small town of East Palestine, Ohio, are scared and angry. On a Friday night almost 2 weeks ago, a train carrying hazardous chemicals derailed on its way through town. Train cars caught fire and released dangerous materials into the air. And, according to residents, they felt the impact almost immediately.
I mean, people have been saying they've had headaches. People are concerned about rashes that they say have appeared just since this all happened. The health officials are not downplaying the possibility that these ailments could be linked to these chemicals, but that the fears in town are that they just don't know what the long-term effects will be.
Scott Dance is a reporter on the climate and environment team at the Post. Though the Environmental Protection Agency says their testing indicates the air is safe, many residents are unsure, and they're demanding transparency from the train company.
Even though there aren't solid answers to a lot of questions they're asking, I think that the sense is so strong that we have to take action, we can't be quiet. There were a lot of statements along the lines of, if we don't stand up for ourselves, nobody will.
Today, what we know about the environmental disaster in East Palestine and why a town hall meeting on Wednesday left many residents with more questions than answers. Scott, do we know how and why this train derailed?
So the train derailed because of a mechanical problem that the National Transportation Safety Board is still investigating, but there is surveillance video out there that shows that the train was on fire and sparking a dozen or so miles before it even got to East Palestine.
Yeah, Scott, I've seen pictures and videos of this huge fire and plumes of smoke around the train tracks where it derailed, and it looked like an enormous mess. How did authorities decide to clean it up?
A Norfolk Southern train traveling through the center of this town derailed on the night of February 3rd. It was carrying chemicals that are used to make plastic, and it caused this massive chemical fire. So at first the concern was this fire, which obviously they put out eventually, but then a couple days after the derailment, the concern shifted to a train car that was getting very hot. There was a drastic temperature change in one of these cars containing vinyl chloride, this chemical used to make PVC plastic, and so they had to do a controlled release of it.